Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by BP.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Breaking overnight, CNN is reporting that an explosive device detonated at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. A U.S. Embassy spokesperson said in a statement that one person detonated the bomb and that other than the bomber, there were no injuries and no damage to the embassy property.
First in Playbook this morning, Nancy Pelosi raised $20.7 million for Democrats in the second quarter, including $19.9 million to the DCCC. She held 84 fundraising events in 24 cities. The California Democrat has raised $87.4 million for Democrats in the 2018 cycle. In August, Pelosi has a big travel schedule. She's going to Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico for public events and private fundraisers. Pelosi is also headlining a DCCC fundraiser hosted by Betty McCollum in Minneapolis. She'll also stop in Boston, New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Diego, Indianapolis, and San Francisco.
We've also got a Playbook scoop. The Congressional Leadership Fund raised $3.1 million from July 1st through July 18th. And will disclose having $73.3 million cash on hand. This will become public as part of the Super PAC's pre-election report. CLF has spent $1.7 million to boost Troy Balderson in his contest against Danny O'Connor in Ohio's 12th Congressional District. They will file this report in the next day. And some data du jour. NBC has a new poll out that found in Michigan, which Trump won by nearly 11,000 votes, 36% of registered voters approve of the president's job, while 54% disapprove. In Wisconsin, which Trump won by about 23,000 votes, another 36% give Trump a stamp of approval, while 52% give him the thumbs down. And in Minnesota, which Trump narrowly won by 1.5 percentage points, his ratings stand at 38% approve and 51% disapprove.
Thanks to everyone who joined us for last night's Playbook Summerfest. A big thanks to the RIAA, the Shadow Boxers, and Pearl Street Warehouse. And of course, to Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia for hyping up the crowd for Joe Crowley's performance. Here's how the Playbook on the Road contest works. Tweet pictures of you reading Playbook on your summer getaways to hashtag PlaybookLoyal or email them to Daniel@Politico.com. We'll feature photos every Friday in August.
Kyle Cheney has the scoop on the House Freedom Caucus's pre-August recess moves. The conservatives have filed articles of impeachment in an effort to oust Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who oversees the Mueller investigation. Now, it's worth noting, the HFC always does something like this right before the August recess. They tried to boot John Boehner, they tried to push out the IRS commissioner, and they tried to force a repeal of Obamacare. And this year, they are trying to push out the deputy attorney general. They say they are responding to legitimate issues. Their detractors say they're trying to raise money and split Republicans.
Here's the latest on the investigations. The Washington Post takes a look at how Michael Cohen decided to break with President Trump. Feeling wounded after the FBI raided his office, home, and hotel, and never hearing from Trump, who he felt abandoned him. The Wall Street Journal reports on Trump's longstanding relationship with the National Enquirer and the ongoing favor trading. Our colleague Darren Samuelson reports on how Lanny Davis helped orchestrate the Cohen PR blitz.
Now, this has an interview with Joe Biden where he doesn't rule out a 2020 bid. He told them, "Whether I run for office again, I don't know, but I know that I'm going to stay involved with this fight." And there's more fallout on Melania's TV watching habits. CNN is reporting that the First Lady's spokeswoman said she will watch any channel she wants. This comes after a report in the New York Times that President Trump was upset the First Lady was watching CNN on Air Force One.
Our colleagues Nihal Tusi, Brian Bender, and Ileana Johnson have a story about how cabinet chiefs, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, are frustrated over John Bolton's efforts to simplify the administration's decision-making process. There's a lot going on the trade fronts. Andrew Restuccio details how Trump made an abrupt shift to make nice with the EU while getting tough on Russia.
And here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. This morning, the president heads to Northeast Iowa Community College. He will tour a lab and participate in a workforce development roundtable discussion. He will then travel to Granite City, Illinois, where he will have a tour of Granite City Works, and he will deliver a speech on trade before returning to Washington. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.